Now, before we start Masechta Psochim, I'd like to give just a little hakdama. That is, the Rambam starts off by halachis of chometz u'matzah. He goes through what are the mitzvahs asei that are involved in throughout Pesach, or the lois aseis. And he starts off, the first thing is we know is shloi le'echol chometz b'yoyim ha'abosim mechatzos hayoyim ulamala. On Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisim, after chatzos, we're not allowed to eat chometz. Then ulahashpis asor b'yoyim ha'abosim, that there's a mitzvah asei of to be mashpis, to get rid of your chometz on Erev Pesach. And that will soon discuss how are we mekayim this mitzvah of tashbisu, of destroying the chometz. Then shleilecho chometz kol shiva, pshita, we're not allowed to eat chometz all 7 days of Pesach. Shleilecho tarubes chometz kol shiva, not even the tarubes, a mixture of chometz and other foods. Shlo yiroa chometz kol shiva, we're not allowed to see chometz in our rishus. And not only can't we eat it, but there's a law of lo yiro, we can't see the chometz. Shelo yimotzei chometz kol shiva, another law is we should not find chometz in our rishus. Then there's a mitzvah esei lecho matzah b'leil ha-pesach, there's a mitzvah esei tita matzah, and then there's a mitzvah esei of lesapeh b'tzias mitzrayim b'yosei halaylo. Now, the first mishnah of Oral Abba is going to go talk about this inyan that we said there's a law not to have chometz in our rishus throughout Pesach. There's a law of lo yiroi and lo yimotze. You should not see and you should not find. And there was also a mitzvah sasei of lahashpis asar b'yoyim arbosa, that we are supposed to destroy the chometz on the 14th day Erev Pesach. And really the Rambam says, starts off in Perek Sheni, how do we know this? The Rambam says, mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah lahashpis ha-chometz koidim zman yisurei, isur. There's a mitzvah sasei to get rid of our chometz before the zman when it's also teated. Shenema, the Pasuk says, b'yoyim harishon tashpisu somi b'teichim. And we learn out, tashbisu here means to get rid of it, and b'yoyim harishon means Erev Pesach. And then the Rambam explains, zmai hashposo, how do we get rid of the chometz? That the Torah says, that is, sheyevatlo b'liboy. There's an inyan of bittel. We're mevatlo the chometz b'liboy, and if we make a bittel, then we're not over the lav of b'yiroi b'yimotzei, and with this we are mekayim the mitzvah sesei of tashbisu. So the Rambam learns that midiraisa with bittel you are mekayim the mitzvah sasei of tashbisu. Then the Rambam says in halacha gimel, or midivrei soifrim his midirabonon, there's an inyan lachpoish acher hachometz b'machbuyes u'bachurim livtoik u'loitzi mikol gavulei. Midirabonon, there's an inyan like our Mishnah says, there's an inyan to make a bdikas chometz before Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, to be boidik to check out all the places in your house to get rid of the chometz. Here's the way the Rambam learns, and really we'll soon see the first Tosfos also holds like that, that really that our Mishnah says is an inyan to be boidik, to check out all the places where we have chometz, that's only midirabbonin. And the reason Tosfos says is, why was Rabbonin Masakin, that we have to be boidik, check out all the places to get rid of the chometz before Pesach, because there's a gzera, maybe we'll come to eat it. In other words, even though midiraisa, it's enough just to be mevato b'liboy. We'll make up in our mind that we do not want to own it anymore. Or Tosfos Shita, we'll see later, bittel is mitam hefker. We like make it hefker, make it free, it does not belong to us anymore. Therefore, we're not over the lava by your own, by yimotzei. So midiraisa with bittel alone is good. Why did the Rabbonin say we have to make a bdika? So Tosfos says it's only midirabbonin because we should not come to eat the chometz. We're afraid if we'll be in our house, we will come to eat it. Pashenken Rashi Shita is not that way. I will soon see Rashi says in the Mishnah the reason why Boidikin, why does the Mishnah say we have to check and look for the chometz the night of Erev Pesach? Rashi says Shelo Yaver Olav Ba'yiroi Ba'yimotzei Mashmetz Midiraisa. That today we should not be over the lav of Ba'yiroi of seeing or finding chometz in your rishus throughout Pesach. That's why we have to make the bedika. Now Tosfos' question is that the bedika is only midirabbonin because midiraisa with bit alone it's enough. Now the Ran is Miyashiv Rashi Shita by saying that the Ran says that Rashi holds that this inyan of making the bedika is midiraisa. There is an inyan from the Torah also on before Pesach to be boidik, check out to take all the chometz out of your house. And it brings a raya from the Gemara and of Zayim that says bedika lor haner minolon u'mochinon lo mikro. How do we know that you're supposed to use a candle like to check the chometz? We dash in a posik. So you see, it's from a pasuk, it's midiraisa. So the Ran explains that the pasuk says tashpisu sormi b'teichem, that there's a mitzvah sasei to get rid of the chametz. He says yochol iskayim biyechod mi beis devorim. We could be mekayim this mitzvah with one or two ways. Oy sheyavato b'liboy kol chametz sheyesh b'reshusoy v'yoytzienu b'machshavtem reshusoy v'sagi b'hochim midiraisa. That either you could be mevatlit b'liboy in your mind, you make up that you do not want to have it anymore. You are not machshev it at all. That's called bittul. So therefore, it's like out of your reshus, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Oy, then the Ran says, im loy bitlo b'liboy. If a person was not mevatl, did not take it out of his mind, klal, then tzorech min atera sheyivdek achra b'chol mokim shu rogol imotzei shom. V'yivarenu min oylam. O v'bir zu hu shenechlo ko b'may yivarenu. And this is the machlekes, how do you make the beer? But midiraisa, if a person does not make bitl, midiraisa, you have to make a bedika to check out your house, to make sure you have no chomets. And by checking out your house, this is also a way of being a kind of mitzvah sasei of tashbisu. So therefore it's good Rashi, when Rashi says in the Mishnah, that why do we have to make a bedika, Rashi says, mashmitz midiraisa, kedei shelo yavur v'bayiroi v'bayimotzei. But the Torah told us, go check out your house on Erev Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, to make sure there's no chometz, kedei, that when it comes Pesach, you will not have any chometz in your reshus, so that you will not be over the lava by your roi, by your mutzi. All right, Mitzvah Shem, all this we'll see more by Riches when we learn through the Gemaras. All right, now we'll start the Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah starts off. Or larba also, voidikin es hachometz, lor haner. His or, we'll see in the Gemara, means really the night of larba also, the night coming into the 14th day, which is the night of Erev Pesach, is voidikin es hachometz. Is a chiyuv, we'll see if it's midiraisa or midirabonon, to make a bedika, to check out your house, to find es hachometz, to look for all the chometz in your house, and lor haner, you're supposed to use a candle, you're supposed to use by light. That's what you have to do, b'shas you're checking out the chometz, you're supposed to use lor haner. Now Rashi says, or lar b'osor garsinen, v'goris or lar b'osor, which means the night coming into the 14th day. And don't make a mistake that it should mean the night of the 14th day, which will be Pesach itself. But it means the night of Erev Pesach. Is Lor Haner, Rashi says, the Gemara Meforish Taimah. The Gemara explains what the time is. Now, the Meforish says, what does Rashi want here? Pshita, you have to use a candle. Like we're talking about at nighttime. How are things to check for chometz? If you don't use a candle and have light, and the Gemara's time, Mishnah's time didn't have electricity, so the Mishnah can't say, put on the lights. The Mishnah has to say, use a candle, you have to have or. So what's Rashi's kasha, Gemara Meforish Taimah? I will see in the Gemara. Could be it's a diak that Rashi holds you, but Badafka is supposed to use a candle. That's usually the minig, even though today we have electric lights and we have flashlights, there's an Indian also to use a candle. And that the Gemara will explain why, how we know you're also supposed to use a candle. Is Boydikin, Rashi said, to check for the chomets, why, famous Rashi, Shlo Yavar Ola Baba Yiro or Baba Yimotze. The reason why you're supposed to check for the chomets is today, that when it comes on Pesach, you should not be over the lav of Baba Yiro or Baba Yimotze. Like by Pesach, Achutz from the lav, you're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach. Huadin is a special lav of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzein. You're not allowed to see or not allowed to find chometz in your reshus on Pesach. So if you're not going to check your house out for all the Pesach, all the chometz before Pesach, we're afraid when to come Pesach, you still have some chometz in your house. And you'll have chometz in your house, it'll be over this lav of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzein. So therefore, the reason why you're supposed to check out your house to get all the chometz out of your house is kedei poshim midiraisam, not to be over by your own by your motzi. This is what Rashi says. Tosafos asked the kasha in Rashi that the Gemara says later, whenever we make a bedika, is sarach shiyavato, like we always do. Right after we make the bedika, we make a bittel. And lechura by saying bittel, we mevatel the chometz. And the Gemara says midiraisa the bittel biyal matzagi. That we make up in our mind, we don't want to have the chometz in our reshus. With that alone, we're not over the lava by your own by your motzi. So really, all we have to do is, before Pesach, be mevatel the chometz. Say, I don't want to have any chometz in my reshus. Tosafos, we'll see later, learns, bitlev mitan hefker. It's like you're taking it out of your reshus, you don't own it. That's why not over the lav. So therefore, if that's what helps you, not to be over by your own motzei, Tosafos asks, why do you have to make a bedika for? So Tosafos learns, it's only a takonim with the rabbonin. That rabbonin were afraid, if you're only going to make a bitl, and your leaves say you don't want to have the chometz, we're afraid though, but you come tita on Pesach. Since you're going to have chametz in your drawer, true, Ba'yiro ba'yimotzi, you're not going to be over. Why? Because you are mafker it. It doesn't belong to you anymore. So there's no aveira of holding that chometz. But the Rabbanim were afraid maybe they'll come to eat it throughout Pesach. That's why mid Rabbanim you have a chiyuv to make a bedikah. So that's the way Tosafot learns Pshat now Mishnah. Boitikin is a gzera mid Rabbanim, kedai you should not come to eat the chometz. So Rabbanim don't want you to have the chometz in your rishus. We're afraid we'll come, you'll find it and eat it. Therefore you have to make a bedikah. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi's mashma, boidikin Rashi's again, shloyav rolo bayiro bayimotzei. The reason why the Mishnah says to make a bedika is you should not be over the lav of bayiro bayimotzei. So the Ran, really, if not, explains Rashi to say that really the Pasuk says, ach b'yam harishon tashbisu some b'teichem. The Torah says that on Erev Pesach we dash, and it means that the mitzvah tashbisu, destroy the chametz from your rishus. So the Ran says there are two ways to mekayim this mitzvah. You can mekayim the mitzvah true by being mevatlit. If you say bittul, you say, make up in your mind, you don't want this chametz in your rishus, that's a kiyum of tashbisu. But there's another way midirais also. That's the Ran's mechadish, and he says that's Pshat Rashi, that's bedika. If you check out your house and look for all the chametz to take it out of your house, so that's a kiyum of the mitzvah tashbisu. That's what the Torah meant also. The Torah meant tashbisu, destroy your chametz, means before Pesach, check your house, make sure you have no chametz. Now, even if you missed the chametz there, it was very hard to find it. You didn't find it. On chametz, on Pesach, you should know you won't be over by Yiro, by Yimotzei. Because since you made the bedikah, by making the bedikah, you will mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. If you did tashbisu, that's a kiyum of you did something to try and destroy all the chametz in your house. So even if you missed something, you won't be over by Yiro, by Yimotzei, midiraiser anymore. Therefore, by Vedika is also a kiyum of the mitzvah tashbisu. And what is the purpose of tashbisu, destroying the chametz? Kedei you should not be over by Yiro, by Yimotzei. Therefore, the Rambam wants to say Rashi learns Pshat now Mishnah Boidikin is like you're mekayim the mitzvah midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're supposed to destroy your chametz before Pesach. There are two ways. If you want to, make bittul. But if you want to, you don't want to make bittul. You're afraid you won't do a good bittul believe. Maybe you won't do it so well. You won't really mean the bittul. So midiraisa, if you want to, make a bedikah. Go check out your house, and any chametz you find, take it out of your rishus. That's also a kiyum of the mitzvah tashbisu, and that's why Rashi says here, boidikin means, shalayav rola bay rola bay motzei. Like if somebody wants to do this way, of the mitzvah tashbisu, not to be over, bay rola bay motzei, you have the right just to make the bedika. The Gemara says later, you have to make a bittul also. That's a takana, the Ram says that that's a takana, chachomin made later on. It could be bizman ha-mishnah that we didn't have that takana yet. Like Vizman Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, the din was only boidikin to make the bedika. Make a bedika, you mekayim the mitzvah deraisam. What about making a bittul? You don't have to. The Gemara says that you're supposed to make a bittul. It could be that the Chachomim later on in the next generation, they made a takana. That even after you make a bedika, still they want you to make a bittul. Alright, this we'll see later on in the Gemara. It's just a little akdama to it. We'll see all these Torahs in the Gemara itself. When the Gemara says why you have to have a bedika and a bittul. Like all upon the Ran says in Rashi that Boidikin in the Mishnah is a mitzvah diraisim. You could be your Mekayim, your mitzvah tashbisu, by checking out your house looking for all the chametz. And doing that is for the purpose, like Rashi says, today that you should not be over the lava by your own, by your motzim, if you have chametz in your rishus. So the Mishnah says you have to check. Where do you have to check? So like the Mishnah, kol mokom lorhaner, yaorhaner. Now, kol mokom sheimach nisim by chametz ein tzarech bedika. Any place that you know 100% you never brought any chametz in there throughout the year, you do not have to check it. It's not a gzeras hakasi, you have to check every room in your house. You only have to check rooms in your house that it's possible that chametz went in there. And if you have kids, come out to every single place in the house is shchiach that chametz went in there. But only if you know 100% you have a room locked up, you come out, never go there, only you go there at night time, you don't have chametz, you don't have to check it. It's kol mokem she'ein machnisim by chametz ein tzarech bedika. Of a Zayfrek, the Mishnah Omru, they sure us for Matif, Sakakasha. If that's the case, so why is there a din later that if you have a Matif, that means a wine cell, that you pack up the barrels of wine? We say there is a Chiyah Bedikah. You have to go in between your barrels and check out the first two rows. But Vame Omru, they sure us two rows of the barrels of wine for Matif, you do have to check out. As the Chura Takasha, why do you have to check for chametz there? The Chura, nobody brings chametz in between his wine, by his wine barrels. Like Rashi says, Shtei Shuras, Shalchovius, two rows of barrels, Hasduras Pamatev, that are packed up in the cell, Shalyayin, Sarach Livdoik B'nayim. So, Achre Shomar, Nakol Mokim, Shemach Nisim, Bay Chomet, Sarach Livdoik, since the Mishnah says in a place where you never bring in chametz, you don't have to check. It's a kasha. Why do you have to check out the barrels of wine in your wine cell? Luchuri never bring chametz in there. And that the Mishnah answers, no, you should know by your wine cell, when you take out the wine, sometimes in the middle of the meal, you realize you're short on wine, there's no more wine at the table. So you tell the shamash, go down to the wine cell and bring me some wine. Now the shamash is in the middle of eating his pizza. So he's taking with his piece of bread there, he's going to the wine cell to get the chametz, to get the wine. So it's shchiyat that there could be sometimes chametz went into the wine cell. That's why you have to check it out. The Terence of the Mishnah says, "Val mokim shemachtisa by chametz." It is the case that you bring in chametz there. Like Rashi says, on the farish, lo yamru, that din over there is only said, ela b'mativ shemachtisa by chametz. Enechnami. It's only talking about a wine cell that sometimes chametz is brought there. Kigoin, mativ shemistaskim imenu yain l'shachonim. That's the wine cell that you bring out the wine there to your table. Upomim shashamish oimed limzog yain opita b'yodim. Sometimes the shamash in the middle of the meal has to go to fetch the wine, and he has bread in his hand. When there's no more wine on the table, he goes to get more wine. So he's holding chametz in his hand, and he's walking to the wine cell to get the yayin. So it's shayach that some of the crumbs or piece of bread went on the floor there. That's why you have to check it. Now, what part of the wine cell do you have to check? That it's machlokes. You have to check like the two rows of our pnei kol hamativ. That's over the whole face of the wine cell. So Rashi says in Mar Mefarish Mahi, the Mar explained what it means. Some Mefarish learn, let's say like you have 10 rows, high 10 barrels. You have 100 barrels. So our pnei kulu would mean the first whole row and then the whole top row. That's like our pnei kulu. Everything you could see, like an L shape, all the top outer barrels you have to check. All the barrels going straight up, like if there's the rows of 10 by 10, 1,000 barrels there, so you have to check the first 100 going straight up, and the top 100 going straight across. That's what Beishamai holds. Beishuras are pnei kol hamativ. The two outer rows that at the face of the whole cell. Or Beishilvaimim, no. Shtei shuras hachitzonyos, just the two outermost rows. Shein hel yonis, just the top two outer rows. Like I'm saying, the first row going straight up, just those top two rows. We have 10 barrels going across. And underneath that 10 barrels are going across and straight down, just the top 20 barrels you have to check. There are the first two rows. When you first come into the cell, you have a whole pile of barrels. The top row straight across and the row right underneath it. Those are the only two rows you have to check. Like that's the only place that it's possible chametz got here. But more than that, you don't have to check. Right. Rashi says, "Shtei shuros hachitzonis mefarsh b'gemara." The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is and exactly what it means. This will see more in the Gemara. Zoti Gemara may or. What does the word or mean? And chur what shver usually or means light, usually means day, and we know that the locher is or here means laila, means nighttime. So what does the word or mean? May or. Rav Huna lo managi. Rav Huna taka enachnami. Or taka means daytime. It means light. Rav Yehuda lo malaili. Rav Yehuda also know the taich of or means night. Has whatever else the word, what is the noun? If or is a noun like the word or, what does the word or mean? Forget about our Mishnah. Just what's the noun of or? Rav Huna holds the noun of or is a nagi. It means daytime. Rav Yehuda Rama no leili. The word or means nighttime. So the Gemara Kasalka died. The half a meaner is the man the yama nagi, the one that says it means daytime, nagi mamish. And mamish means daytime. The word or means daytime. Oman the yama leili, the one that says no, the taich of the word or means night, leili mamish. Mamish means night. Like Rashi says, "Ochi gasinim." Kosalka taider man the yama nagi mamish. Kishuyor hashach hashach rishol yedalit. So then the pshat now mishnah would be or alar bosta, would means mamish in the morning. As soon as the sun rises in the morning, that's when you start making the bedika. That's the habimina. And man the yama leili is leili mamish. Loi gasinim laos Rashi dovadi leilu mamish. That's pshat that means nighttime. If it says nighttime, it means nighttime. So when you question what the word or means, if it means daytime. So the Havimina is the one that says Nagi means light, and it means Mamish is the beginning of the daytime. So that's the Machlokes, what does the word or mean? So the Mara Meisva, you have a Kasha now. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, HaBoika Or, it's in the morning, it was Or, but Yehu Anoshim Shulchu. And the Anoshim, the Acha Yosef, that's when they left, they went to go back home. Is the Hura Alma Or Yamamhu. Of course, the Klor Raya, that Or here is like Boiker, which means in the morning. You see, Klaw, the word or as the noun of or means biker, means in the morning. Rashi haboiker or kasak that hachikomer ula boiker the hainu or is la boiker, which means or kolaymer sheshmoy or. The shame of or is boiker is hanoshim shulchu. That's when the brothers Achi Yosef left. So you see, or means boiker. So here it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda that says or means laila, and the Gemara no miksev ha or boiker. Does the pasuk says ha or boiker means that or is boiker or is day? Ha boiker or ksev. It just says that the morning was light. Command the yom at safra nor, as if to say it's a bright day outside. Safra in the morning, nor it's light outside. Doesn't mean to say like the noun of or means boiker. It's not a Russian of a noun here. Just means the boiker in the morning was light. Rashi, meek sivha or boiker, the lishtama ula or, the haino boiker, the tim saloima, to or, shame dobaru, to say that the noun of or, the korela boiker or, to say that boiker means or, is that pshan the posik? No. Ha boiker or ksiv, hai or, lab shame dobaru. The word or in this posik doesn't mean a noun of or, ella means to describe the boiker. Ella ha boiker heyer. It just means the morning, in the morning it became light already. V'anoshim shulchu, and that's when the brothers left. And command yom, like a person says, safanor, it's in the morning, it's light outside. No, so what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is teaching us, derech eretz, good manners. That they did not start the traveling until it became light outside. The chiddush is Rav Yehuda, like we'll soon see, like Rav Yehuda's din. Abul or shu shem dover einu el laila. But it could be, if you want to know what does the word or mean as a noun of or, maybe you talk it means a laila. But here the pasuk is just saying in the morning it was light. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk then to say in the morning it was light? So the Gemara Ukas Rav Yehuda is telling us the chiddush like Rav Yehuda. That Omer Rav, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, li'olam yikones adam b'chitoy. If a person is traveling, he should always come in when it's b'chitoy, when it's still light outside. The yotze b'chitoy, when he leaves in the morning back on his journey, he should also leave in the morning when it's light. In other words, at night time he should not be traveling. So Drashi, b'chitoy, hayotze l'derech, if somebody's traveling, yikones arvis l'beis malon. At night time, it starts to get dark already, he should come into the beis malon, into his hotel. B'yoyed hachamaz rachas, when the sun is still shining. Olamachar, the next morning, yamtem adanei tachamam. Wait until the sun rise. V'yotze, v'yoz toivloy, then it'll be good. Sha'or toivloy, because the light is good. Shenyama b'yor ki toiv, the pasuk says b'yor ki toiv is good. Omahi tovosei, what's good about the light? V'nei hachayis v'nei alistim. It protects you from wild animals and from listim. That's what the or does. So Tosfos has a shaila exactly what does or mean. Is it a shaila if it's only in you, if it's only if you're traveling in a different city, or even in your own city also? The nafka mina is l'chulag Rashi's time to be afraid of listim or chayis. That's only if you don't know your city. But they say in your own city that you know the ways there, so you know what's a safe way, what's not a safe way, so then there wouldn't be any issa traveling at night time. There'd only be an issa traveling at night time in a different place, a different city. So you don't know where the chayis are there, you don't know where the listim are there, you don't know where to watch. Hey, today even our own city we don't know where to watch, okay. Today even in the own neighborhood there's so many listim around. But the Kopen, they learned that in the Gemara's times, at least in your city you knew where to go. So Rashi's time, the Miri also says, would only apply in another city. But in your city, it won't apply. Tosfos says not like that, that even in your city, it also applies for a different reason. But third ones, we're afraid mishum azikim. I tell you, if you can't speak it, I'm ready to parak a kindness mash from the time having mishum azikim. The mafik lay hostim will take the Israel Pesach Beisoin. That we're afraid at night time, there are mazikim there. But Tosfos says, lefi zeh, afilu meiroi, odem sorof li zosh, yetzi bichi toiv. If that's the pshat, you're afraid of mazikim, you can't watch out for them. So that even in your own city also, you should not travel at night time, because you have to be afraid of the mazikim. But if the time is not mishum mazikim, just you don't know the derech, you're afraid of the mazikim, and that will be only a svar in somebody else's city, but not in your city. Now say it's mashma, because here by the Acha Yosef, they were traveling someplace else. They were coming out of Mitzrayim. It's not where they were living. Alright, so that's the pshat this pasuk, that you should leave when it's daytime. Right, the mates, we have another kasha. Pasuk in Shmuel says, Ukor boiker yizrach shamish. Ukor boiker, like the light of the daytime, that's the way the shemish will shine. Is alma or yamamhu. It's klor mashm or here means boiker, means daytime. So klor lachurat a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara again, miksiv or boiker, so the pasuk says that or is boiker, the taich of or is day. Ukor boiker ksiv. Like the light of the day, it says. This is what the pasuk means to say. Uchara boike v'olam hazeh, like the light in the morning of v'olam hazeh, ke'ein zricha shemesh letzadikim v'olam habo. That's the way the shemesh, when it will come out for tchias ha'meisim, or v'olam habo, well, for the tzaddikim, it's going to be such a strong sun that the sun is going to be so strong that at that time, the way the sun comes out by Netzach Chama, it's going to be so light then, like it's mamish light now in the middle of the daytime. By us right now, by Zricha Tachama, it's not dark, just a little bit light. By Loilam Abba, for the Shemesh by the tzaddikim, it's going to be so strong that even in the early morning, it's going to be so light like we have our light now. So, Pshita, the longer the day gets, the longer it will be. Like Tosfos says here, Ochor boiker v'olam hazeh, pirush ben atam, dainu ad chatzi hayom, k'dimuk ha'peretam v'nishcha. Ye boiker, kein zeh, yiyu t'chila azrichas ha'shemesh, dainu ha'netzach chama, l'tzadikim losed lovoi. His losed lovoi for the tzadikim, the light will be, when the sun comes out in the morning, but ha'netzach chama, it's going to be so light, because the sun is going to be so strong, like we have the light right now, in the middle of the day. That's how strong the sun will be then. That's all the Pasuk is saying, that the light will be so strong, but not to say like or means boiker. Next, we have another kasha. The Pasuk says, Vayikra Elokim Laor Yoin. Kadosh Baruch Hu called or Yoin. Is Zahura Alma or Yamamhu. So you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu called to the word or. What does or mean? It means daytime. So you see, or means Yoin. So now Mishnah also, or should mean Yoin. So the more Hochikomer, no, that's not Pshan the Pasuk. Hochikomer, Lemeyeru Bo Kori Yoin. As soon as it starts to get light on this world, that's called yoin. Not that the word of or as a noun means yoin, just again, the adjective of or, when it will start to become light, that's going to be yoin. But not that the word or itself means yoin. Trashing lumeir ubo kara yoin. Mishor shemascho lahoyer. When it starts to get light on this world, vay or again lav shem dovrhu. The word or in the pasuk doesn't mean a noun; it just means to describe that when it will become light, that's called yom. For the Mori Elam Yatib, that's true. The pasuk says tonight to darkness it's called laila. Is you want to tell me lamachshich ubo kori laila? That according to this pshat, not that choshech is a noun, but just means to say when it starts to get dark. In other words, when the sun goes down, when it starts to get dark, that's called Laila. Fred Gemara, that's not true. That's like after Shkia. After Shkia is not Laila. V'akaimelon, we hold, Ti'at Tzeisek Echovim, Yomamahu. Up until Tzeisek Echovim, it's called daytime. It's not called night. So how could you say La'choshech Kora Laila means that as soon as it starts to get dark, when the sun starts to go down, it's called Laila? We know not like that. We know that at Tzeisek Echovim, it's called daytime. So Tosfos explains, Obizoy, we know there's a klal of Bein Hashmoshes. Like we know after Shkia, until Tzeisek Echovim, there's a Bein Hashmoshes, that's a Sophic, maybe it's Laila. So here the Gemara says clearly not like that. Here the Gemara says clearly that up until Tzeisek Echovim, it's called daytime. So how do we ever have a Sophic of Bein Hashmoshes? So Tosfos says the pshat for now a Sophic is, we do not know exactly when the Echovim come out. Like some Echovim come out early. So after the Shkia Bein HaShemoshes, the Pshat is a Sofik to us, maybe that is already considered Tzeisek Echovim. That's a Sofik, maybe it's Laila. There is a Sofik of Bein HaShemoshes is, we don't know when Tzeisek Echovim starts. But Ein Hachanami, as soon as Tzeisek Echovim comes out, that's when it's called Laila. But a minute before that, it's still called Yoim. Even though it starts to get dark, the sun starts to go down before that. So you can't say, well, L'choshech Kor Laila means that when it starts to get a little bit dark, that's called Laila. It's not true. It's called Yoim up until Tzeisek Echovim. So the Mori Elohochi Komer. This is what the Pasuk means to say. Kaya Rachman L'Nehura. The Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the light. His or here doesn't mean like stam or the noun of or. It means to the light. Upokteya mitzvah of Yimamam. That Kadosh Baruch Hu told the light, your mitzvah, your tziva, where are you going to go? Where's your commandment? Is to be in daytime. That's where the light, that's where the shemesh is going to be. The kaya rachmona lechashucham, the Kadosh Baruch Hu called to the darkness. He was speaking to the darkness, opoktea mitzvah of the lailam. And he put him in his place, that his mitzvah, his manner to work, will be by nighttime. That's what the pasuk means. But again, it's not talking about the noun of or, it just means the description of the or, light. When it gets light on the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when are you going to be? You're going to be by daytime. The darkness, when are you going to be? You're going to be by nighttime. But not to say that or is a shame of yon. The Rashi says, Kaya Rachman L'Nehura, Hai Vayikra Lav Kriya Shemu. It's not to call the name of or day. The Tamer Shekora Shem or yon. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the noun of Or. Or means Yoin. Elakorya lebriya meira shevara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling to his Briya, to the Shemesh that he created. Mehoid Ma'atelavusha.